Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Lord have mercy, I need to get my hair done. 1-877. Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we've been answering your questions. There was a study looking at blood type. People with blood type A seem to be more at risk for serious COVID than those with blood type O. Blood type O is usually the lucky group. Don't ask. They just are. Maybe it's because of lack of antigens on their blood. I don't know. But blood type O usually does better than blood type A. And then bald men seem to be at greater risk for coronavirus. Bald men are sexy. I know bald men think they're behind the eight ball, but no, bald men can be pretty, pretty sexy. But unfortunately, they have some issues when it comes to getting serious coronavirus symptoms. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, I think somebody gave an elephant, a pregnant elephant, and a pineapple that had explosives in it and killed the elephant. So don't ask, but we're going to talk about that as well. So we got a very busy next hour on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some anger is brewing. When people see pictures of the Las Vegas Open and, you know, people in crowds, and there's this one image from Daily Mail where you see nobody social distancing, nobody wearing masks, and it looks like there's hundreds of people waiting outside the hotel. The beautiful memorial for George Floyd, beautiful memorial, but there were, I believe, hundreds in that church or arena. And again, no social distancing. You were able to sit next to each other in the pews. There was there's protests and obviously gatherings and all that. And I guess people on social media want to know, are the social distancing guidelines done? When can weddings start again? When can funerals start again? It looks like in the past few days, after everything that happened with George Floyd, tragically, between the protests and the memorial and all that, that it looks like the social distancing rules now are not being enforced anymore. Or are they? And unfortunately, people are getting kind of grumpy because they want to go to church and they don't want to have the 50-person rule or the no more than 10 people in one area or the limit of no more than 250 people if you're going to have a convention. And I guess this is a conversation we need to have. You know, when I looked at the protests and when I looked at and it was, again, a very beautiful memorial service for George Floyd, and I want memorial services to happen. It did seem to me that it's over. It seemed to me that we don't have to social distance again, that nobody is going to police it. Nobody's going to encourage it. But that's not what I'm hearing. What I'm hearing is still, in much of our respective states, funerals still have to be small. Weddings still have to be very limited. And so a lot of people are kind of asking why. You know, I it's not an easy topic because, you know, nobody wants to look like they're against George Floyd. Nobody wants to look like they're against protests or against Black Lives Matter. They just want to know when they could also go to a funeral or when they could also go to a wedding or when they could, you know, start having convention business again. You know, when you, I believe in Atlanta, there were 1,000 people at the memorial for George Floyd. And I think people wore masks and all that. But again, it's 1,000 people. So when are these 250-person rules or these 10-person rules or these 50-person rules moot? Are we still social distancing or not? Now, what's been the conversation in the media is, and the mantra is, well, everybody's going to now see a spike of coronavirus. All these protests, we're going to see a spike of coronavirus. With Las Vegas opening, we're going to see a spike of coronavirus. Florida saw a spike in coronavirus. So what we're being told is we still have to follow the rules. We still have to follow the laws, even if we're not seeing it on TV. But we still have to follow those rules because of coronavirus. And this is where I sound like a broken record, okay? You're going to lose us. And if you lose us, if you don't have everybody on board when it comes to infectious disease or all these rules, if you don't convince us that what we're doing is necessary, then when the poop hits the fan again, you're not going to have people say, you know what, yeah, I'm going to skip my grandfather's funeral. Or, yeah, I'm going to let you close down the businesses again. All right? You know, we need some consistency. All right? You know, I am for there being a memorial for George Floyd, but then I'm also for then letting everybody else also have memorials. You don't know how much of a stab in the heart it was for all these parents who last week could not, you know, allow their children to have a graduation, yet the cities, you know, had protests. And people, you know, whether they were non-rioting or not, peacefully protesting, it was allowed. People were allowed to protest, which, again, we should be able to. But what about, why did we then cancel graduations? You mean we could have had graduations this whole time? You mean we could have gone to our grandfather's funeral this whole time? So there's going to be a lot of anger, and I think we're going to also start seeing lawsuits. And so, you know, it's very interesting how, and tragic, how the George Floyd death became very, very pivotal with coronavirus. We even talked about his positive tests, you know, being positive April 3rd, and then at the time of his autopsy, that's going to lend a lot of information to COVID research. It blows my mind how much that tragedy mixes with the COVID, you know, era that we're in, and the COVID, you know, research and progress that we're making. But people want answers. If you're going to allow memorials, if you're going to allow protests, then why do we still have social distancing rules? Doesn't everybody get a chance to have a funeral? Doesn't everybody get a chance to have a memorial? Doesn't everybody get a chance to get married? And so what's very interesting is, and it's tragic, but this memorial that George Floyd had for these protests might now be the basis for lots of lawsuits against people's governors or political officials that forced them to not be able to have a funeral when they wanted to say goodbye. Forced churches and temples to still be closed. Mosques to still be closed. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, The Lancet journal is in the news, and this has caused a lot of you guys to kind of scratch your head and ask me about. Because a few weeks ago, The Lancet seemed to get political. Now, they were in a tricky position here, but I remember going, wait a second. We don't really usually see medical journals take sides. And it was kind of interesting with what happened. So, apparently, President Donald Trump, it goes back to this hydroxychloroquine, and I've never seen a drug so politicized and people almost want it to not work and not save lives just so they could prove Trump wrong. And medicine is supposed to be politics free. It's not. Unfortunately, you know, stuff happens. But journals are really supposed to be neutral also, but I guess not. So apparently President Donald Trump had claimed that The Lancet, apparently he had cited The Lancet, I don't have the direct quote, but The Lancet's a journal, a very well-known journal, very well revered in the medical community, saying that The Lancet published a report on coronavirus in China in December 2019. And I believe this was May 19th, Richard Horton, the editor-in-chief of Lancet, tried to correct the record. And he said, "Dear President Trump," now this is the editor of the medical journal, editor-in-chief, "you cite The Lancet in your attack on the World Health Organization. Please let me correct the record." He said, "The Lancet did not publish any report in early December 2019 about a virus spread in Wuhan. The first reports we published were from Chinese scientists on January 24th. Now, I would say that's fine. I would say, you know, The Lancet is allowed to correct, you know, I wouldn't have used the word attack. When I saw that word, I was like, okay, well, that's kind of, you know, not sounding very neutral. But The Lancet could say, you know, we just want to kind of clear the record. We published a study in January, not December. You know, Mr. Trump, we just kind of want to, you know, forward that to you so you have, you know, the dates correct. That's fine. But then it kind of went on. And he basically urged the election of a new president who will understand that public health should not be guided by partisan politics. Now, this was a political editorial that maybe I don't read enough medical journals, but I don't really see a lot of medical journals start taking a side. Now, this was May 19th. And then after that, they had published an article talking about how hydroxychloroquine, you know, failed in these studies. Apparently, this editorial piece in May also accused Trump administration of being obsessed with magic bullets instead of a steadfast reliance on basic public health principles, and declared that the CDC needs strong leadership and thus America needs different leadership. This is what came from The Lancet, from what I understand. This is being reported right now by The Wrap. And so I was like, whoa, wait a second. Okay, we do not want medical journals getting involved in politics. Okay, medical journals is all we have to sift through the BS that we are going to be getting pitched on things. Politicians don't know the medicine many times, but the journals, with their very strict peer review process, well, tell it like it is. You know, me and medical students worked on a paper on vaccine videos and accuracy on social media. Now, there was no political agenda. I'm pro-vaccine, but I also don't want, you know, messages being hidden and censored if they're true messages. But I'm also against wrong information. So if, you know, somebody says that, you know, the MMR is going to make you grow a third testicle, let's say, you know, and I see a video on that, we're going to count that video. We're going to look at all the videos and see how much of the information was correct, how much of the information, you know, didn't have, you know, substantial scientific backing. And we had to show all the, when we got that medical article published, we had to show that we didn't cherry pick the videos. We had to show that, look, we looked at these videos. These were the top videos that populated. These were the videos that looked at it. This was the time that of the minute timestamp of when the video started to go off on a tangent. Not a lot of them did. Only about 60% of them did. But 60-some percent, not all of them. But so that we could be very consistent, and anybody looking at what we looked at could say, okay, I see where they got their conclusion. All right? That's what these medical journals make you do, and The Lancet as well. So when you hear an editor suggest a new president, you start to go, oh, no. Then there was a Lancet paper, which, then I believe there was an article that had discussed that hydroxychloroquine increased the risk of death of COVID-19. And people started to question the reliability. Well, now the study has to be retracted. So according to Daily Mail, the medical study, which warned against using a drug championed by Donald Trump, has flared accusations of political point scoring. The papers claim that hydroxychloroquine increased the risk of death in COVID-19 patients has been used by rivals as a stick to beat the U.S. president, who was himself taking the drug and hailed it a game changer. Not that I supported preventative, but Donald Trump had gotten initial reports that hydroxychloroquine worked. I got those same reports. And I was like, this might work for some people. But mounting doubts over the study's reliability culminated yesterday when the authors retracted their study from the Lancet Medical Journal. So now people go, well, wait a second. Why? They said the research was blighted by criticism of sloppy data. There was a small private company which conducted the analysis. Now, a huge trial was released today showing no effect on patients. An Oxford University scientist pulled the drug from the recovery trial because people are concerned, of course, about cardiac risks, etc. But they said the results don't necessarily mean that the tablets cannot prevent people from catching COVID-19. Studies are still investigating it. So people are still studying hydroxychloroquine. But where now this gets where now this makes us nervous is we have medical journals that may have political biases. Now, everybody has political biases. Everybody has biases, right? I mean, even if you don't want to be biased, you do. Okay, I like milk chocolate a lot, and I prefer milk chocolate over a fruit dessert, okay? I mean, we're going to have biases. But we put those aside. So, like, for example, you know, if I have a, you know, teenager that does not want to go on birth control and she's sexually active, a patient, let's say, and I say, well, look, you know, but what if you get pregnant? And they go, it's okay, I'll just have an abortion, which has happened. And I'm like, but don't you want to, like, prevent the pregnancy? You know, do you want to, you know, look at some birth control options? No, I really don't want birth control. It's going to make me get fat. If I get pregnant, I'll just have an abortion. So if I have a patient that says that, it's my duty to, you know, just still, I'm supposed to educate, but that's it. I'm still her doctor. I, you know, tell her, well, look, you know, can you at least use condoms to prevent against STDs? And, you know, these are, you know, if you feel you were assaulted, you know, these are some resources. I mean, I still have to be their doctor, whether I agree with their choice or not. They don't want birth control, and then rather, you know, I am supposed to be neutral, a neutral party. Doesn't matter if I would prefer she be on birth control and prevent the pregnancy than to use abortion as a form of birth control. I'm the doctor. I took the Hippocratic Oath. If you have a swastika on your chest, I still have to take care of you. I put my biases aside. I have. I've taken care of people with swastikas. That's just my job. So, but you worry that with such heated debate and heated attitudes towards our president, if they might use that journal to, you know, propagate their ideology, that makes it dangerous. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump taking a victory lap after the May jobs report far exceeded expectations of many economists.
And it's a great thing. We were very strong. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country. We had the greatest economy in the history of the world. And that strength let us get through this horrible pandemic.
2.5 million jobs were added last month, and the unemployment rate dropped to 13.3%. The president also signing a bipartisan bill aimed at giving small businesses more flexibility regarding the Paycheck Protection Program. New York City health officials are reporting no new deaths due to the coronavirus over the last 24 hours. And Wall Street is liking what they're seeing regarding the jobs numbers, as at times the Dow has been up over 1,000 points in trading on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former Vice President Joe Biden taking some heat over statements he made during an online forum with black supporters. The former vice president discussing the death of George Floyd, police brutality, and racism.
And the words the president says matter. So when a president stands up and divides people all the time, you're going to get the worst of us to come out. Do we really think this is as good as we can be as a nation? I don't think the vast majority of people think that. There are probably anywhere from 10 to 15% of the people out there that are just not very good people. But that's not who we are. The vast majority of people are decent. We have to appeal to that, and we have to unite people. Bring them together. Bring them together.
After more than 50 years of operation, the upholstery plant of a Lazy Boy furniture company in Mississippi will be shutting down. Lazy Boy's CEO saying this is all due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Mississippi plant did employ 300 workers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of people are holding their breath for this coronavirus vaccine. I'm not holding my breath. I understand that it's going to be very, very complicated. Extremely complicated. Although there's a huge race. People are trying to figure out which stock to invest in. It's already too late. I'd be very nervous about investing in one stock now because there's a race, for who to get it first. And whoever does get it first is going to make a lot of money. And then whoever didn't get there first, it all depends on what deals they make with insurance companies and, if they can still sell it. So, but we got some news today. Okay. One is we've been told that we probably are going to need two shots for effectiveness, kind of similar to MMR. For some kids with flu, you need two shots. And then we're also being told that the flu shot will probably be administered before we even know that it works. Why? Well, it's on us. We want a vaccine. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant the coronavirus vaccine. Did I say coronavirus? Okay, it's Friday. Leave me alone. the COVID vaccine will be administered before we know it works. And we've been here before because that's kind of where we're at with flu. We give the flu shot in September, October, November, and we don't really get data on how effective it's going to be until February, March. So we already do that. So I know that freaked a lot of people out when Anthony Fauci said that we are going to be administering the coronavirus vaccine before we even know it works, because that's kind of what we do with flu now. We tell you to get the flu shot. Then later in the season, we go, oh, it was only 50% effective, or it's 40% effective, or 20% effective, or 60%. 60% is good. Okay, and I think the highest level we could ever expect is in the 60s, usually for these viruses and vaccines. So not the most reassuring, because you already have half the population not really excited about getting the vaccine. So if you have half the population not really wanting to get the coronavirus vaccine, and then you see these headlines say we're going to be giving it out before we even know it works, you're going to freak people out. So let me just kind of, you know, calm down the fear. This is what we do. We make a vaccine, and we pray. We keep our fingers crossed, and we pray. Okay? And the reason why we do that is because viruses change. Pathogens change. All right? There's no way in a laboratory setting to know what's going to happen to a large population. Same thing with these studies. They could test a vaccine on 250 people. They could test the people on 1,000 people. Here's the problem. We're going into the summer. We need to know if this vaccine for coronavirus is going to work when all hell breaks loose. All hell broke loose December, January, February, and March. You can't replicate that now in the summer. You see, in science, we try to be exact, but we can't. So we do things in vitro. We do things in a lab setting. Or we try to do in vivo studies with a group of people in a controlled setting, but that's still not realistic. So no, we try to make it as realistic as we can, but it's not. So if you're asking me how good a coronavirus vaccine will be next year, if I say anything other than how the hell should I know, I'm lying. I'm BSing you. Because we don't know what next year is going to be like. We don't know what the flu virus is going to be like. Is next year's flu going to complicate matters? Is next year's flu going to help? Remember we talked about how sometimes the average cold can kind of help us with the flu because it competes? Where if cold gets to you first, flu might not be able to. Remember there was that study that came out, and that was kind of cool. Because I'm like, well, then give me a cold. So whenever we do produce a vaccine, all right, we need to, one, test it out, all right, and we need to test out to see if it causes immediate or short-term immunity. Then we need to make sure there's no side effects. We need to make sure it doesn't induce a Guillain-Barré, you know, where you have a inflammatory autoimmune attack, allergy attack to your nerves. We have to make sure people don't have horrific side effects with it. Once we know that, then we have to see, okay, well, are you still immune? And how is your immunity? Right? Did that immunity give you, you know, was it long enough? Well, now we're being told we might need a booster. We might need two separate shots. We might need to prime the immune system to get its appetite all wet. And then we need to give it another dose to incite the immune system. So now we're kind of being studied. And what bothers me about that is what that might mean is some of these vaccines might not be strong enough. So the fact that we're already kind of being prepped that we might have to do boosters already tells us that they might be having some issues if the one shot does it. My problem with boosters is a lot of people don't get that second shot. This is kind of why, you know, we have some issues with our pediatric vaccine program. You know, parents bring their kids in and then they're told, okay, you got to come back in 2 months. Well, if parents don't have leave, if, you know, parents can't take off work, parents forget, you know, these kids might not be getting their vaccines always on the money. Being able to do the 2, 4, 6, 12 month, 15 month, sometimes not that easy for the average parent. So when you tell me that coronavirus is going to have two separate shots, I'm thinking, okay, if we get 50%, although the latest study said 70% will do it. Okay, let's say 60% of people. If you could get 60% of people saying, look, I'm going to get the coronavirus shot, I promise. All right, how many of them are going to come back for the second one? Not 100%. So I don't like the idea that we might need two shots. But then we need to decide if, then we need to see if it causes enough long-term immunity. So some of us that get the flu shot, we're good. We're good for the season. I mean, knock on wood, I don't think I got flu. I don't think I felt pretty good all year. But then there's different types of flu. We got influenza A, we got influenza B, we got a lot of little subtypes within those. So some people are getting sick with a different strain that wasn't a part of the vaccine, which is now an issue we're worried about with coronavirus. If we make a vaccine, we're making a vaccine using May 2020 genetic material or COVID, is that going to be the same virus that circulates in October? We hope it is, just like with the flu. That's why we're 60% effective each year at the max when it comes to flu shot, because we're using Australia's or Southern Hemisphere. We're deciding by February at the latest. We have our companies churn it out, test it, and then mass produce it, and then we start to distribute it August, September. So will the coronavirus, you know, vaccine work long term? And is only going to be one shot, or is it going to have to be seasonal? Every year do we have to get the vaccine? Well, if you notice, they're really quiet on that front. They're really quiet on that. And they have to be, because we don't know. We don't know if we're going to get a new virus or not. We don't know how it's going to change. Now, there's been some good news on the virus front. We're seeing that it's been mutating, and it's been apparently weakening. I think Italy said they've had no clinical cases. I don't think New York yesterday had any new cases. And again, I mean, it's hotter than hell. So, you know, maybe the summer has an effect to do with it, even though they said don't expect that. But is it waning off like the original SARS back in 2002, 2003? Or is it just, you know, people have had it? They've been exposed? Is it because of natural immunity? Have so many of us been exposed? I mean, they did another study where it looked like, you know, the majority of people that got tested had it, never had any symptoms. And then if that's the case, does it even matter, you know, when it comes to a vaccine? So, you know, will we start having herd immunity because the majority of us have been exposed? So, I understand that everybody is kind of having all their hopes on this vaccine because many businesses are not allowed to reopen, or we cannot go back to business as usual because the governors are saying, well, we're waiting for the vaccine. Or the mayors are saying, we need the vaccine. Once we get the vaccine, we go back to normal, which is, you know, that's BS. That argument makes no sense because you're not going to have everybody take the vaccine. And we don't even know if the vaccine is going to work long term. So, you know, and just because you got a vaccine doesn't necessarily mean you can't be a Trojan horse for it. You know, I mean, you know, you could still be exposed and then pass it to somebody else. So we'll keep you guys posted, but please don't panic about that headline saying you're going to get the vaccine before we know it works, because that's kind of how vaccine, you know, this is kind of what we do with flu every year anyway. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Dr. Dolly, you should thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so it's not a hurricane yet. I think it's a tropical depression. I don't think it's a tropical storm yet. I think it's still a depression. But Cristobal is on the move again. It is looking like, on the projections, that it might want to take a beeline towards Louisiana. Apparently, a week into a depression nearly crawled to a halt over southern Mexico. By midday, the storm had picked up speed. It was traveling north at 12 miles an hour with 35 miles an hour sustained winds. AccuWeather forecasters expect the system to strengthen again over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico before striking the upper Gulf Coast of the United States late Sunday and early Monday. So a tropical storm watch and a storm surge watch were issued for parts of the U.S. Gulf Coast, as if anybody needs anything right about now with all that's been going on. The government of Mexico discontinued all tropical storm warnings that were in effect from Campeche to Coatzacoalcos, Mexico, as of 10 a.m. The dangers of life-threatening flooding and mudslides have also persisted into Friday. Cristobal has stalled over southeastern Mexico as predicted and has dumped up to 24 inches of rain. These slow-moving storms, to me, are more nerve-wracking because if they hover and they start to hover over warm water, they can grow strength. So I am not a big fan. They say that the storm is going to continue to move northward on Friday. It'll go into the Gulf of Mexico, and they are forecasting, according to AccuWeather, that Cristobal will make landfall over the central coast of Louisiana late Sunday or Sunday evening. Now, I don't know how they predict these beelines. My guess is they look at the currents, and I think it's fascinating. And I know there's an art to it, and I'm sure once I learn the art, I'll understand it more. But, you know, you would think, well, why doesn't it go to the right? Why does it go to the left? Why is it going to make a beeline straight to Louisiana? I don't know. But unfortunately, they think that we are definitely going to see some issues by Sunday. So I think, is it next Sunday or this Sunday? Yeah, we're talking this Sunday. Yeah, I don't think we could tell like a week or two, from now. Yeah, I know, that's crazy. Do I look like I'm a meteorologist? Do I look like I understand all that? I don't understand all that. They say the system is sprawling in size. It's likely to increase in size over the Gulf of Mexico. Impacts from this feature are expected to precede the arrival of the storm center by 36 to 48 hours. Can it turn into a hurricane force? Yes, it can. Hopefully it doesn't. So we'll keep you guys posted. Sea surface temperatures were in the 80s across most of the region. An El Nino year cools it a little bit. We are not in an El Nino year, so being not in an El Nino year is bad. So it unfortunately puts us at higher risk for hurricanes. So we'll keep you guys posted. In Florida, a plastic surgeon is offering drive-through Botox. A lot of Floridians haven't been able to get their Botox. See, I haven't started Botox. I'm not lying. I haven't. It's very interesting. I also don't do fake lashes yet. Because the problem is once you do, if you skip a day, it's so noticeable that you can't. You know, and so you have to keep it up. And so I'm like, the first day I do lashes, and I know you get the lashes and then you keep them on and you don't take them off and you can keep them on for weeks at a time, some of them. I just don't see how I could, commit to doing that long term. And so, yeah, you know how you look at these stars and you see them and they look like completely different people, for those of us that are not stars, okay, it's not that apparent that we have makeup and we a lot of times don't have access. So if I want to make sure I look kind of the way I do every day, then I got to kind of pick a look that I could do myself. I'll sometimes get makeup, for like the Fox News hits or something like that. Sometimes they'll do your makeup for you or whatever. For the most part, you guys could recognize that it's me because I do most of my own makeup. Anyway, those people that need their wrinkles done, if they didn't get their Botox because Botox was not essential, they're in trouble. So now drive-through Botox is an option, at least in one city in the Sunshine State. Florida did allow elective medical procedures to resume in May. That included cosmetic surgery and Botox injections. So Michael Salzhauer, otherwise known as Dr. Miami, said the areas that we inject Botox are the upper face, exactly the parts of the face that aren't covered by the mask, so it's ideal. So he's offering injections in the garage of his building located in the city's Ball Harbor neighborhood. He told Reuters that he came up with the idea while waiting in his car to be tested for COVID antibodies. Said his patients scheduled the drive-through visits online before coming by. He provides injections, which cost an average of $600 through their car window. We knew this would happen. We knew people would want their hair cut in their car or, a wax job in their car of their eyebrows or things like that. The problem is it is a medical procedure. One patient, Arman Ohev Shalom, said that it's very creative. After seeing how they're running it, I feel just as comfortable as I would in the office. I guess you can have a tattoo in your car. You can put your arm out and, get a tattoo. I mean, if it's going to be the other arm, you're going to have to sit in the car and go the other side. But, a lot of doctors and businesses are trying to be creative post-COVID and do things outside. The only problem is that appropriate and safe? You know, I'll have patients call telemedicine, you know, and let's say their kid is sick. And they go, well, you know, the doctor won't see me in the car. They won't look at my baby in the car. Well, it's really hard to examine a baby in a car seat. You know, I mean, there's only so much we could do. However, if you need your, if you're worried about your throat and you think you have strep, a doctor could technically listen to your heart in the car, could swab your throat, run back in, get the test result, and then come back and, you know, tell you and examine your throat. I mean, I guess there are some things you can do in the car. As of Thursday, Florida, more than 58,000 confirmed coronavirus cases, more than 2,600 deaths. Some cases are rising. But, you know, it just shows people are trying to be creative. Unfortunately, this sort of creativity we don't want. Indian police on Friday arrested a man, this is in India, accused of causing the death of a pregnant elephant that died after biting a pineapple that was stuffed with firecrackers that exploded in its mouth. This is heartbreaking. It was a 15-year-old elephant, was unable to eat after the injury, and then died in a river on May 27th in the Palakkad in southern Kerala state. We don't know much about the details of the suspect, but the state forest department did announce an arrest and said it's investigating whether he was a poacher or a farmer who wanted to kill the elephant to prevent it from damaging crops. So there's things called bait bombs, where you have food stuffed with explosives. Those are apparently pretty common in India, particularly in the southern states, and they use them to hunt wild boars for meat. Now, the elephant's death obviously caused an outrage among animal rights activists. BBC News reported Ratan Tata said that justice needs to prevail, and it's just, it's horrible. And apparently, the elephant had a baby, was pregnant. So, a shrink in habitat and a rise in the number...
I couldn't hear what you said.
Oh, Siri, we don't want you to hear. See, Siri's even listening to my show. They say a shrink in habitat and a rise in the number of wild elephants in the past 15 years have led to hungry elephants entering the villages. So, the elephants enter the villages, damage crops, and attack residents. So, well, that's where you need animal control. You don't kill them with an explosive pineapple. Breaking news out of Minneapolis. Minneapolis has agreed to ban the use of chokeholds by police and require police to report and intervene anytime they see unauthorized use of force by another officer. So obviously this move comes in part, you know, after what happened to George Floyd. This is a stipulation between the city and the Minnesota Department of Human Rights, which launched a civil rights investigation in response to the death of George Floyd. The agreement, which will be enforceable in court, would require any officer, regardless of tenure or rank, to immediately report the use of any neck restraint or chokehold from the scene to their commander or their commander's superiors. Similarly, any officer who sees another officer commit any unauthorized use of force, including chokehold or neck restraint, must try to intervene verbally and even physically. If they don't, they will be subject to discipline, as severe as if they themselves had used the force. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.